Ian Dale at Drive on LBC.
Coming up to 9 minutes to six here on LBC. Well, UKIP gained an MEP today. Nigel Farage got a bit tearful in the House of Commons public gallery as he watched Douglas Carswell take his seat. Well, he might have shed a tear too at news that one of his closest friends and a former MEP was about to leave the party. Godfrey Bloom joins us on the line now. Godfrey, good evening.
Good evening, Ian.
Now, you've taken a fairly momentous decision today to resign from UKIP. Why is that?
Well, I do it with a heavy heart. This might surprise you, Ian, as we've shared a platform together with you and the chair, but I do fill the halls up here in the north of England when I'm speaking. And in January, when I was speaking on behalf of UKIP in the campaign, telling people to vote UKIP, I was doing jolly well and filling the halls. And then suddenly from head office came the hard word that Bloom wasn't allowed to be invited onto a platform anymore. So I've been banned from speaking. Well, I let it go because I didn't want to upset the party as it's run up to the May elections. And I was asked to speak at Weardale, UKIP branch, where I have a number of old friends up here in the northeast. And I found that head office had banned me from speaking even there.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I really don't know. I mean, I've never been on any television programme or radio programme without endorsing UKIP, although I have had some criticisms in the past over the leadership and the style of leadership that we have. So all I can assume is that the hard word, well, I know where the hard word has come from. It's come from Steve Crowther, the party chairman, who said that I couldn't speak at Weardale. And I just think that I was a founder member of UKIP. I joined in the mid-1990s. I'm a very significant donor. Hundreds of thousands of pounds I've donated over the years to UKIP. And then I find that instead of being the Libertarian Party or the Party of Common Sense, I've been banned from speaking, albeit I'm still a member. So, yes, Ian, it's a very sad day for me. I don't know where the party went astray, but it seems to have gone astray.
You shared a flat in Brussels with Nigel Farage. You clearly at one point were very good, close friends with him. Have you spoken to him about this?
No, I haven't. We've sort of lost contact completely. The party seems to be run these days by a man called Steve Crowther. Nobody quite
he's
knows
the, he's the party chairman, isn't he?
He's a party chairman, but he wasn't elected. Nobody elected him. And I've had one or two people do some checks on him, and I'm not alone. And nobody can find anything about him before 2007. So he's a man of mystery, but he now seems to run the entire party in a rather Sven Gali-like manner. I'm getting emails and notes on social media now from all over the country. Even as we speak, it's just top 200 of people saying, do stay, or hang on, or don't go, or we understand why you're going. So I've always been very popular with the membership and indeed with the electorate. So quite what's going on, I couldn't say, but I've had enough.
It has to be said, Godfrey, you have had a colourful tongue in the past. You've got yourself into a few scrapes. Maybe they just don't want any more of the colourful language that you're so well known for.
Well, what kind of party are we supposed to be in? The whole point of UKIP, the reason UKIP's doing so well, is because we were supposed to be a breath of fresh air. We were supposed to be different. We were supposed to be something new. And now we seem to be drifting towards the political correct mainstream just like everybody else. And that's not the reason that people voted UKIP. And incidentally, when I took over UKIP in Yorkshire, it was one man and a dog in 2004, and Yorkshire now is the most successful region for UKIP in the entire country. So I must be getting something right.
Are you going to join another party?
Good Lord, no, I've had enough of party politics. I don't really like it. I've never really liked it. I don't think party politics is for somebody who tells it like it is. And tells the truth. I think truth in politics these days is something that's gone by the board, and I'm very sorry that it seems to have been picked up, the disease has been picked up by UKIP.
What message do you have for Douglas Carswell today as he takes his seat?
Well, Douglas Carswell is a very intelligent and clever guy. He's also more from the libertarian wing like me than the conservative wing. I would just say, Douglas, stick to your sort. You believe in libertarianism. You believe in classical liberal economics. Don't be pushed off. But I would say, Douglas, watch your back, because if you bear in mind, we started in 2009 in Europe with 13 MEPs, and we ended up with five. So there are dead bodies of UKIP all over the place with a knife quivering in their back, Douglas. Make sure it's not yours.
Godfrey, thank you very much indeed. That's Godfrey Bloom, the former UKIP MEP, announcing live on LBC that he has resigned from UKIP today.